forgot about you, didn't you? But yes, you know we're going to talk about technology distance tonight. Oh my goodness. In marriages. I promise you, technology distance kind of sneaks up on you when you're married. It starts off, I have to, you know, be on my phone for work. That's how it starts. And then it starts off after, you know, I have to be on my phone for work. Then it's, I got to be on social media. I got to see what's going on. And then there's an addiction to technology that I didn't even know was possible. Oh my goodness. People are addicted to social media. Like as soon as they wake up, they pick up their phone. They go to the bathroom. They got the phone on the toilet. They have the phone everywhere. I mean, some people can't even order food at a restaurant without looking at their phone. I remember a workshop I attended one day, and they made us put all cell phones in a basket the whole 3 days. Do you know there were people in that seminar about to lose their mind because they didn't have their cell phone? Now, they gave us some breaks, and we got to get our phones back at the end of the seminar. But technology distance is real interesting because it can kill some relationships, even parental relationships with, you know, mother, daughter, father, son, etc. Have you ever been in the same room with an individual and get a text from them asking you a question? What about in the next room? Asking you for something or asking you anything, but they're in the next room. Sometimes before COVID-19 hit, guys, seriously, before COVID-19 hit, I would see people having dinner on a date on their phones. There was no eye contact. They would talk, but it was just their face and their attention was in the phone. When you're married or in a serious relationship, you have to realize quality time is extremely important. If you don't have quality time, you're actually going to have some issues. Because what happens? Let's have some real talk. This is some real talk tonight. If you don't give your spouse or significant other quality time, they're going to find it somewhere. And it just takes the opposite sex being a good listener and waiting to hear something that they can fulfill. I promise you, when you notice that there's distance and you notice that your spouse is on their cell phone a lot, then ask them some questions. Ask them to cut the phone off for just 15 minutes. This could be an actual test. See if you and your significant other can cut the phone completely off for 15 minutes. And I want you to ask some simple questions. When I say simple questions, like, is your favorite color still brown? Is your favorite movie still Dance With Me? Is your favorite song, what's your favorite song? Because sometimes we have been in technology using our phones. We don't even know who we're living with. We don't even know that that person has changed. We don't even know that that person doesn't like the same things they used to like. We don't even know that they want some different things other than what you've been giving them, especially in the bedroom. But you know, this is grown folk talk. It's grown folk talk. So if you're not communicating and you're always on your phone and there's technology distance in your marriage, you have control of that. You have control to be able to say, I'm going to manage my life. I'm going to tell my job I'm not available after 6 o'clock. I won't be able to answer my phone, and I'm not going to answer any emails until the next day. You do have control of that. You really do. But some of us are addicted to the technology. And I'm going to encourage you to go to Technology Anonymous. There is such a thing. If you find that you cannot stay off of social media, that you can't turn your phone off, that you have to have it all the time. Okay, here's how you know you might have a technology addiction. If you go to work and leave your phone at home and you can't be at work all day without it, to the point where you miss time or will be late because you got to go home and get your cell phone, you might have an addiction you don't know nothing about. And I want to be the first one to make you aware that there is something wrong. What about the times when we didn't have cell phones at all, where there was just a house phone and that's it? We had more control of our lives, guys. We had to manage our lives. We had to let people know, I won't be able to call you until I get home. Well, you can do the same thing with your cell phone. You can manage your cell phone. Don't let your cell phone control you and your relationships. It will if you let it. People we can talk to all over the world now. The dating sites are allowing you to date people all over the world. We are able to Zoom and be with people all over the world. So I get it, especially with the pandemic now. And oh my gosh, for the single people who have to be at home and who, when there was a stay-at-home order and oh my goodness, you couldn't go nowhere, couldn't do nothing, and you by yourself, the cell phone was probably your best friend to connect to people. So I get that. But what I'm asking you is, are you letting your cell phone control your relationships, or are you controlling your relationships? So one of the things, here's some things that you can do. And it's almost like trying to wean yourself off of chocolate or something else you know you really, really like. Have a certain time of the day where you literally turn your phone off. And I'm only asking you to do it for 15 minutes. Then be with yourself, be with your thoughts, and be with how you're feeling about that phone being off for 15 minutes and you don't know what's going on. And, oh, my kids might call, or I don't know what may happen, or my job may need me, or, you know, it could be anything. You're going to give yourself so many excuses. It's great, but you got to understand your phone is controlling you, not the other way around. If you can't turn your phone off for 1 hour out of a 24-hour day, Houston, there's a problem, and I'm wanting you to know that. And it's destroying your relationships with your children. If your kids come to your dinner table with their cellular phone in their hand, Houston, there's a problem. I want you to know there's a problem. You got to start saying, listen, turn your phones off at the dinner table. We're going to talk like we actually know each other's in the same room. You got to have some boundaries when it comes to that technology, or it will distance you in your relationships. But I get it. Let's say you have a long distance relationship. Well, technology is your friend, because that's the only way you can FaceTime and talk to people who literally are not in your home or near you to come and visit. So I get that piece. But I'm talking to people who live with each other every day, married or significant others who are in the same house, don't speak, don't talk, and communicate on the cell phone. That's ridiculous. Don't do it. Don't let it destroy your relationship. Make sure you turn the cell phone off. Make sure that you talk to the person that's in the same house with you. Don't just stay in a room. Go in the same room with people. Turn your cell phone off. Have conversations, guys. This is killing our families. It's killing relationships. And we need to know that you have the power not to allow technology to take over your life. So this is Sharon talking about technology distance in marriages. You have the power. You have control. And you absolutely can change your relationship today. So just try it tonight. Turn your cell phone off and actually go and talk to your spouse. Find out how their day has gone. What is something that happened today that they loved? And what is something that happened today that they really disliked? And start from there. And start having conversations with the people in your life. And put your cell phone down. I promise you, you'll be surprised how good it feels to be related again.